Welcome to worship at West Valley Presbyterian Church. My name is Mike Clark. I'm a member here, and we gather today in the name of the Lord Jesus to worship Him, to acknowledge His presence among us, to receive of His goodness, to report back on the good things that He has done, and to serve and encourage one another. West Valley supports mission work all over the world. This morning, we're focused on the Rancho Santa Marta mission because that's the one that probably involves the most hands-on work by our congregation. So you'll hear reports from our team members, and we'll provide you with an overview here as the message for our morning service. By way of reminder, children are staying in the service today. They can both see the pictures that we'll be showing, and they'll hear from some of our youth and some of our adults who attended. As is our tradition, we have friendship pads located on the center aisle. If you can take those and make a note of your presence here today, we would appreciate that. On the pews, you also find prayer cards. Those are the yellow prayer cards. We are a praying church. So if you need prayer, jot down a note there. There's also a little box there if you want it to be confidential, mark confidential, and only the prayer team will know about that. If you're seeking broader prayer support, we can do that as well. You have your bulletin that contains our announcements for the morning. One of the announcements we'll draw your attention to is a women's retreat coming up, so take note of that. We also do have adult education this morning. We continue our study of the Gospel of John, so that will be about 11 o'clock in room 11 and 12 next door. So we are here today to talk about Rancho Santa Marta. First of all, thank you to everyone in the congregation for your support. Rancho requires a lot of prayer, and we felt your prayers during this week. We are a generous congregation. We sent down quite a bit of money to Rancho Santa Marta in advance for them to purchase supplies like concrete and rocks and wood and other things like that, and you'll hear a little bit later about how we utilize those resources. But Rancho Santa Marta each year really is a team effort, so on behalf of our team, we really want to thank everyone. So let me first of all ask our Rancho Santa Marta team, if you'll just stand where you're at so the congregation can see you and acknowledge you here this morning. Let's have a round of applause for our Rancho Santa Marta team. So we had 38 folks sign up. We had 38 people attend. And by the grace of God, we had 38 people return from Rancho Santa Marta. I think this is one of the few years where we didn't have any last-minute cancellations. We have a rule, if you get sick at the last minute or if you have a fever, you can't go. And the reason for that is things get shared at Rancho. And one year we had, I think, half the team get sick from one or two people having a cold on the way down. So we're very fortunate to have all 38 folks participate. Of that, we have 31 adults. We had one middle school student, Alicia, who you'll hear from. Six high school students, Emma Shaw, Samantha Strabinick, Aaron Ward, Shane Ward, Julia Yee, and Jonathan Ewan. From the Anuri Church, we have Sharon Rue, adult, and then Alicia. Pastor Morgan joined us. He sends his regrets this morning. So Pastor Morgan was at General Assembly one week, and then we stole him to Rancho Santa Marta for the next week, and now he's finishing up a postgraduate project this week. But we had him down there, and he's actually really good at pushing really heavy wheelbarrows filled with cement. We didn't know that about him, but he's very good at that. We also had great pastoral support, so former interim pastor Lyle Schmidt and his wife Peggy went with us. Former pastor Martha Thorson, some of you may remember her, she joined us. And then pastor Clay Gatlin, who's a friend of Greg Pro's from the Discovery Bay area, joined us as well. This was the coldest Rancho Santa Marta trip ever. It was cold up here last week. Down there, it was almost as cold. We had lows of 34 for several days and highs in the low 50s. Remember, there is no heating. This is a desert. It's supposed to be hot. We're supposed to try to cool down at night, so that added an extra dimension of fun to the week. The vans departed Cupertino here in our church parking lot a week ago, Saturday, February 16th, at about 3:55 a.m., and arrived at Rancho Santa Marta at 5 p.m. It's about 13 hours and 610 miles of driving time later. Vans departed Rancho Santa Marta at 3:50 a.m. this last Friday morning and returned to Cupertino around 6:30. So by way of reminder, Rancho Santa Marta is a Christian non-denominational orphanage and school down in Baja California, located about 2 hours south of Ensenada, so about 4 hours south of the San Diego border. They have about 40 children who live there year-round. So these are children who, here in Santa Clara County, we would call them foster kids, so kids who have either been removed from their parents or who have no parents to care for them. But they're called orphans, so they have about 40 children who live full-time on campus there. Then they have about another 200 kids who come onto campus every day as they have a private Christian school there in the area. The week was fantastic overall, and so we've invited some team members to share shortly. But first, I would like to invite my best friend and team member, and he and Joe from our church. This was the 12th year that they've gone down to Rancho Santa Marta. So Greg's going to share about kind of in terms of numbers, what did we accomplish during the week? And that's always an amazing report. And then we're going to have team members a little bit later in the service share kind of what went on inside their hearts during the week. So, Greg, what did we do this year?
Best year ever. I may take a few minutes longer because I may get choked up as we walk through this, but I got to tell you, you sent 38 people down there, and they did 300 people's worth of work. It was an amazing week. Everybody was involved. 20 of the members worked on multiple projects. If you want to see in detail, these first three sheets over here after the service are the project lists that were posted. The one main rule that we have at Rancho is whatever we plan today will probably change tomorrow, and we definitely had some of that as we went through the week. We also, because most of our projects are outdoors, have to play with the weather. And so on Thursday, when it rained most of the day, we converted to move to mostly indoor projects. Although, sorry, painting crew, they were still out painting in the rain because there were eaves that covered what they were painting. I'd like to walk you through, though, some detail real quickly just to give you a sense of the vast difference in the projects that we worked on through the week. There's a set of projects we call special projects, and these special projects relate to the people that are actually at the site. So we have a dedicated team of children ministers headed up by Sandy. She and her team interacted with and worked with more than 230 kids during the week in one-hour segments within our little area. We brought lots of toys and games and other things for them to do, and taught them a little bit about Jesus as we went along. An amazing children's ministry program worked constantly each of those days. As a matter of fact, to just give you a couple of quick statistics on that, the team worked with 236 different kids, 6 hours each of the days, Tuesday through Thursday. And then we did a big party in celebration with all of the house kids, the kids that are there permanently, with a pinata on Wednesday night celebrating hamburgers and hot dogs, which is not something they get every day down there, which is fun for us. In addition to that, we had a team of counselors that went down with us this year. Martha Thorson worked with and counseled with the psychologists that are on site. As you know, this is a special needs orphanage, and with those house parents down there, each taking care of between 8 and 12 kids in the home, each with special needs, that there is some help that they definitely need, and Martha provided over 24 hours of assistance during the 3 days or the 4 days that that we did that. In addition to that, Mike and Steve, a friend of his who's a counselor and has worked in the juvenile area for a number of years, counseled with the house parents and the teachers more than 36 hours during that 4-day period. running various seminars and walking them through how-to kinds of things to get done. So those were our special projects during the time. The next set of projects are work projects, and we all have fun on work projects. It's especially fun for me being the leader. I don't have to do anything, but I get to just criticize everything that else everybody else does. So it's a great job. But I want to start with the projects that were worked on by a team that you can't trust with just anybody, because these are projects that actually have to look good when they're done, and they have to be really flexible in terms of their materials and supplies. And I was greatly pleased last year when I convinced him to be able to go again this year. He told me he was never going again. But Bill Day headed up two projects that were pretty spectacular up there. The first was we were going to build a set of pergolas. And we had plans in our minds what these pergolas would look like. Rod, who runs the ranch, had different plans for what they were going to look like. And those plans involved having to effectively set up completely from scratch using wood scraps that they had these various shade covers for the kids during the summer. And you'll see in some of the pictures some of that red pergola going up. On the first day we worked, it's fun for me because I get to go out and give Bill a hard time all the time about the fact that he hasn't made any progress, when in fact he'd worked for 8 hours just trying to find the wood, the right screws, the right bolts, and the right ability to dig the 12 holes that had to be dug. We actually dug 8 for the pergola. So Bill and Art Pasquinelli headed up that project of building those shades in the pergolas. They would have finished both, but we didn't have supplies. And you can see here the one pergola that they finished up to about eight spines left. And because of rain on Thursday, we didn't get to finish. But we still painted them in the rain. So to Bill and to Art, and also Wendell, who worked on that project, thanks for that. They finished 190%. And they got 4 poles up for the second, so another team in future weeks will work on those. The second project that we had Bill and team work on was on Thursday in the new pole barn. Now, we laid cement for half the pole barn, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But the completed part of the pole barn had a already working wood shop. The problem was none of the table saws had desks that they could set on, and they wanted those built into the walls of the pole barn. So I asked Bill if he would interrupt the project he was working on, because I had no idea how we were going to do this. And sure enough, by the end of the day on Thursday, Bill and Art had the studs and the basic alignment for those tables up and in place so the table saws could be put on them, so they could continue teaching the kids how to work with wood as a possible trade. So again, Bill and Art, great job on those projects. The next project was a sewing team project. This was headed up by Mindy and included Peggy, Sue, Maggie, and Mary at various times. They completed 12 window coverings for 2 different buildings and also sewed 5 different mattress covers. There were at one time 5 sewing machines going, although I think Peggy said that she never touched a sewing machine because all she did was iron the whole time with what everybody else was doing. So great job for the sewing team. In addition to that, we did a number of painting projects. Painting was headed up by Debbie, but also included at various times Terry, Donna, Sharon, Mindy, and Emma. They worked very hard on painting the pergolas red, which you see in the paintings. They painted the pole barn. So we were putting up plywood on the walls where we had just cemented, and because the rain was coming, they wanted to get primer on those. So literally, as they were putting up the wall of the pole barn, the painters were going behind them putting the primer on. They also painted a new counseling room that had been set up inside, and they stained a set of stairs in the gymnasium. So the painting crew was very busy. A couple of our favorite projects, we call these the Milk for the Entire Week project, were the plumbing that had to be done in the boys' and girls' bathrooms in the gymnasium, and the electrical that had to be done. To give you a sense of the scope of the project, we were going to be installing 6 toilets, 3 urinals, 2 showers, and 8 sinks in the gymnasium, and none of it had been plumbed or provided for with electricity. So the team of Lyle and Gary, assisted a little bit by Peggy, on the plumbing, laid 250 feet of ABS drain pipe, 65 fittings, 320 feet of PEX water piping, 43 fittings, and 19 toilet and sink stub outs in the week. And you see in some of the pictures them drilling the holes. Because the studs were already up, they had to drill holes to get the pipes where they needed to go before they could put them in. The other side of that project in the gymnasium bathrooms was electrical. They had one main box in the gymnasium, and thanks to Bill Johns and Parker Willey, we added 5 new circuits, ran all the wire. They didn't have 3-phase wire, so we made 3-phase wire to actually run into the gymnasium, taped it all together, and they got, by the time we were done, they got switches in 4 of the 5 rooms, all the electrical up and running, connected, and ready for finishing and covering. So thanks to Bill Johns and Parker for that. The cement project, we're famous. West Valley is famous for being able to lay cement. We lay a lot of cement. This year, we eclipsed our best record by a lot. I think we even surprised ourselves. But the cement project was worked on by Clay, Doug, Morgan, Jesse, Joe, Samantha, Emma, Shane, Aaron, Karen, Mary, Susie, Rick, Jonathan, Ken, Alicia, and Julie, and probably a few others one time or another. We poured a 45 by 48 foot half of the pole barn as our first project. That took us 2 days. We poured walkways in the back of the gym about 30 feet by 15. Each of them are about 5 inches deep. And we poured a 6-inch form on one of the walls for the pole barn that was about 45 feet long. And then we poured 20 post holes that we had dug. In all for the week, that's 217 loads of cement, which includes a 100-pound bag of cement, 2 5-gallon buckets of water, 5 5-gallon buckets of rock, and 5 5-gallon buckets of sand that will make 4 wheelbarrows full of cement. So it takes about 14 people to do a load, as long as everybody's kind of doing a different thing. The total weight per cement load is about 750 pounds. So the total cement weight poured in the 4 days was 162,750 pounds of cement, or roughly 81.3 tons during the week. An insane amount of cement. But it was well worth it when you could see in the pictures the pole barn getting done. But I really would like to thank those guys that wheel those wheelbarrows. Morgan was one. I think he was on every single load. Doug was on every single load. The guys were amazing. Special call out to Jesse. So we finally figured out that lifting a 5-gallon bucket from the ground up to your shoulder and then dumping it in the cement mixer was inefficient and very tiring. So effectively, Jesse did all the dumping for most of the cement pours by somebody else picking it up to waist high, Jesse getting down, picking it up, and throwing it into the machine. Jesse probably loaded, I don't know, 1,000 buckets during the week in that. Just an amazing effort. Once we had finished the cement, then Rod wanted walls put up on the pole barn immediately. Is that the blinking that I'm done out of time? Yeah, okay. We put up 90 feet of walls. That project was headed up by Ken Wallace and was worked on by Clay, Karen, and Jonathan. It was fun watching Karen and Jonathan use radial circular saws. They learned how to do that. It was a good time. By the way, no injuries but one on the trip this time. We had one nail stepped on. We're not going to make fun of Ken Wallace for not looking where he's walking. But that was the only major injury. Real quick, we worked on 13 trellises for the new storage barn. Those all had to be reinforced, so there's 6 reinforcements on every trellis. I think you'll see a picture. Doug headed up that project with Rick and Susie. And we sanded all the gym stairs in the gymnasium before they were stained. And Jesse, Aaron, Shane, Julie, and Alicia headed up that. And then lastly, on Thursday, Rod wanted one additional project done, so I assigned a couple of folks, Morgan and Joe, to go out to the welding barn and help the welding leader, to install some air lines. It's supposed to be a simple project. They were going to finish it in a couple hours. It took all day. It turns out the project required 80 feet of PCV line to be laid going in and out of the building. The only way in and out of the building was through 6 inches of concrete, so they had to drill holes to go in and out of the concrete. So it took a while to do that, but Morgan, Joe, Doug, Steve, and Mike all helped on that project. And then to conclude the week, we all emptied out what remained of the old tool room and moved stuff to the new tool room. So all in all, my guess is we had close to 2,700 hours worked by the team over the 4 days, and the appreciation not only on the kids' faces but certainly Rod and Tina's was amazing, and you'll get a sense of some of the stories around some of those projects as we get to the separate discussions.
All right, now it's time for our offertory prayer, so let's join our hearts in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for what we have heard. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. Thank you that you call each of us in our own way to serve, both in home and our neighborhoods and our communities and around the world. As we take up our offering now, we just give you thanks for all that you've given to us. You give to us in abundance. Help us to return that to you with praise overflowing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We next want to have some of our team members share, but before we do that, Greg talked about kind of the logistics of the work we did. There were two other logistical challenges that we have every year, particularly this year with a larger team. So one is getting everyone from Cupertino to Ranch to Santa Marta and back again. So Doug Gipps was in charge of our transportation, so he starts working on this 6 months in advance and looks for the best deals on vans and other things like that. But I wanted to acknowledge Doug because it's a big deal moving a team all the way down there and back. Doug's been going for many, many years. He finally persuaded his wife, Brenda, to join us for the first year this year. And not only did she volunteer to come along, she volunteered to be in charge of all the cooking. So, again, feeding a team of 38 people for a week is a whole other set of logistical challenges. So I wanted to acknowledge Brenda as well for keeping us well-fed. So between Doug and Brenda, thank you both for all that you've done. So throughout the year, we're kind of whispering to people, have you thought about Rancho Santa Marta? Be in prayer about that. We had lots of bulletin announcements about, is God calling you to join the Rancho Santa Marta team? We actually had a number of folks who attended for the first time this year. One of those folks is Wendell. So I will invite Wendell to come up and just share for a moment about his week at Rancho Santa Marta.
Hi, my name is Wendell Yee, and this was my first trip to Rancho Santa Marta. Actually, this was my first mission of any kind, and I was a bit of a reluctant missionary. See, my wife Stacy went on the mission last year, and before one church Sunday in November, Stacy leaned over and said, "Are you going on the mission this year?" And I quickly said, "Well, I'll think about it," which was code for probably not, but I don't know exactly what my excuse is just yet. But seeing as how I was sitting here in church waiting for the service to start, I said a little prayer. God, if you want me to go, just give me a sign. Well, that day, Pastor Morgan's sermon was about how Jesus walked on water and told Peter to come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked in the rain and the wind to Jesus. And Pastor Morgan said that when Jesus calls you, you need to get out of the comfort of your boat and go to him. And I thought, well, I've never owned a boat, so I don't think this sign is for me. But then I realized the boat was a metaphor, and I knew I was going on this mission. So the big reason I was reluctant to go was because I have back problems, and I was afraid I wouldn't be able to work all week. But there's a wide variety of work to do at the ranch, and there's always something you can do. And I found that with a lot of prayer and a lot of Advil, you can get through it. I found the work to be humbling. I think most of us have jobs and careers that we've trained for and we've studied for. We have skills that we're good at and that we enjoy. But on the mission, I learned quickly that what matters most is what helps Rancho Santa Marta. Because it wasn't about me or what I like to do, but what the ranch and the school needed and what the children needed. So I did a lot of painting. I think that what I'll remember most is the dinner at the children's house. I didn't know what to expect since the kids have had very difficult lives. But they all had a sparkle in their eyes. They were so bright and full of life, and it just blew me away. And that really lit a fire under me to work that much harder the rest of the week, because it was so clear the Rancho Santa Marta is doing incredible work for these children. So if you're reluctant to go on the mission next year, I strongly encourage you to consider it. Just be sure not to miss the signs that God will give you. Thank you.
In addition to all of the work that was accomplished, we were led in kind of Bible study and devotions each evening by Greg and by Pastor Clay. Our theme was Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So we sat around a campfire. Rick, who was headed up our medical team, was also in charge of the bonfire each night. And I think his goal was to alert the space station that there was something going on at Rancho Santa Marta, because this was a very large bonfire each night. But we sat around the campfire, and we talked about God's Word, and we talked about how that impacted our lives. So I'd like to hear next from our three of our youth members. We'll have two high schoolers and one middle schooler share, and I'll ask Shane to share first.
Hello, my name is Shane Ward. This is my fourth year going, I believe, and so far it is the most memorable year that I have gone for me, and the reason for that is because the amount of work that we got done with the concrete was absolutely incredible, and everything else. And the fact that we got to play with the kids every evening before dinner, I don't remember doing that beforehand, previous trips. You got to see how grateful they were and what they've been going through, and just how much we've changed their lives just by being there and helping them out. It was incredible. That particular trip, I have nothing really much more to say. I just wanted to say that it really affected me a lot because of the kids. And that's about it, really. I mean, it'd be the best. I'll just keep going. And it was the best one I've ever had. So that's about it. Thank you.
So Shane, I mentioned he's been 4 years in a row. So the first year he went, you know, kind of scrawny middle school kid, kind of had to prod him to do things. This year he was doing a man's work. And it's so fun to see the growth of the young people each year. And so this year, wheelbarrows, any sort of heavy duty work, Shane's out there. And we're like, whoa, dude, you have grown up. So that was very exciting. But we see that among all the young people, and each year that they go, they grow. For the first year, oftentimes they're a little bit hesitant to do some of the things. Then as the week goes on, you see them just getting into the rhythm. So one of our first-timers is Samantha. So let's hear from Samantha.
Hi, my name's Samantha Strabanik, and this was my first year going to Rancho Santa Marta. And getting on the whatever car, van, whatever it is, going to go there for that long and being in a van with people I never met other than the person who convinced me to go on this trip was kind of freaky. Just having the thought of going on a trip with people, over 38 people that I never even met, never talked to, never saw, and then being able to get that close to so many people in such a short period of time was amazing. And then when we first started work on Monday, I had no idea what we were going to start doing. And then we walked over and we saw these two big piles of rock and sand. And I was like, oh no. And then we started getting work and started shoveling sand in the buckets, doing rocks, having Shane dump the cement into the mixer, and having so many people dump everything into the pole barn. And then we did that for the whole day that one day. And the next day, Doug and Greg were like, okay, who wants to help sand, like, lay out the cement and do stuff? And I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. So then I went with all the guys and started helping laying out the cement. And I did that for the next 2 days, having everyone bring over the cement to the pole barn and the walkways by the gym. And then us having to lay it out, make it straight, make it look all neat and not sloppy. It was really incredible because I didn't know what I was doing at first. And I was just standing there awkwardly for, like, the first few minutes. But then they started showing me what to do and how to do everything, and it was amazing. And the dinner that we went to the houses, I was like, I don't know how to speak Spanish, even though I'm in Spanish, too. I'm still really bad at it. And I'm like, how am I going to communicate to them? And I'm like, I don't know. And they brought these two games out to the table, one called Bananagrams, which was pretty fun, and these box of cards where it had an English phrase and a Spanish phrase, and we asked the questions. And it ended up being really fun, even though I could barely understand half the things they were saying. I could get the gist of what they were saying. And it's like seeing how happy they are there and how amazing everything has come when I've seen pictures from the past on the walls. It was just really good. And that's it.
You know, something we did different this year is Sandy Medline, who was in charge of all of our programs with the Rancho Santa Marta kids. She did educational crafts each day and other things. She said, can I have all of our young people be released from work late in the afternoon so they can come over and play with the children at Rancho Santa Marta? And that turned out to be a big highlight for our kids as well as for the kids at Rancho Santa Marta. Now, our youngest team member was Alicia, a middle schooler. Usually you have to have your parents come along if you're in middle school. We made an exception this year for Alicia. And Alicia is a bright and shining upcoming star. She was so energetic and so strong, it was hard to keep in mind that she was in middle school often. So, Alicia, come tell us about your week at Rancho.
Hello, my name is Alicia Kim, and this is my first year going to Rancho. Going to Rancho Santa Marta this year was an absolutely incredible experience. It's a week filled with hard work and getting to know everyone around you. And by the end of the week, most people share at least one thing in common, the soreness and aching in their bodies when you wake up. But other than that, the best part of the trip has to be seeing the kids at the orphanage. Once everyone finishes working, we're given time to hang out with the kids and play games with them. And seeing all of their smiling faces and seeing how much fun they're having is so heartwarming. Even if our bodies hurt, seeing the kids at the end of the day makes it all worthwhile. Rancho Santa Marta is really an unforgettable place that God has blessed with amazing people with kind hearts, and I'm so extremely thankful for the opportunity of even being able to go on this trip because of Sandy, and even more thankful for every moment I spent there. Thank you.
Greg made reference to it earlier, but around the sanctuary we have a poster. So each day we had our schedule up. You'll see our daily Bible verses up there. This year Sandy had us learn a Spanish phrase each day, so you'll see those phrases. So when the worship service is over, I would encourage you to walk around and just take a look at some of our posters. So Greg and I have been working on a certain member of our congregation for many years to attend. Due to his professional responsibilities, he hasn't been able to go until this year. But we knew once we got him there, we would likely get him hooked on Rancho Santa Marta. So our last presentation will be from Ken Wallace.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Wallace. So I've sat where you're sitting right now, I think, for 11 services over the last 12 years and heard about Rancho Santa Marta, saw the pictures, and have, you know, kind of developed a thought in my mind of what this is all about. I've wanted to go. I've always had a conflict. Coaching baseball was one of the biggest ones because it's always during baseball season. But this is the first year I've really been able to go, and I was looking forward to it. And I thought maybe I'd share a little bit about what surprised me after hearing these 11 presentations, what was a little different than what I perceived. One is the place is huge. Mike's already covered a little bit of this, but it's a 450-acre ranch. And when you see the one picture up there with all the buildings, that's all Rancho Santa Marta. As Mike said, 130 miles south of San Diego, but it takes quite a while to get down there. It takes a lot longer if you don't fly to San Diego from here. And I'm kind of picturing, okay, it's a little bit of a vacation. Most of us had to work last week. Some of us went down to Mexico on a vacation. That's always been my perception. We're going to have Greg Pro down there, not working, but telling us what to do. And that was another perception that I had. And I got down there, and a few things were different than what I thought. One is the real purpose, you know, you hear it's an orphanage, but to really get your mind wrapped around what's really happening, what that really means, there's 40 to 50 kids down there that parents have died or they've been taken away from a home that they're in an abusive situation. I didn't interact a lot with the kids, but we did have a couple of opportunities to do that. One night they actually invited us into their homes and they prepared meals for us and we got to do that. And Bill Johns and I played Uno with a second grade boy, and we lost 50 hands in a row. I don't know if he was playing fairly, but you really get a firsthand vision of what these kids are going through and what an amazing sacrifice this is for the house parents that live there. They each have about 8 kids that they take care of, and they love them, and they raise them in a Christian home that they just wouldn't have otherwise. And it's very moving and very touching that that happens. Additionally, there's the function of a school there. It's a K-9 school. They have approximately 200 students there. They're expanding. They're always expanding. And they're actually going to be planning a high school in the near future. These are kids that many have some special needs, some handicap issues, but also some who just don't feel very welcome and aren't treated well in the public schools, and their parents are looking for an opportunity to let them go to this Christian environment. So pretty neat stuff going on there. Just the size of things was what was the most impressive. You know, I walked in and I saw that there was 19 classrooms, one very large gymnasium, similar to most high school gymnasiums in size. There were 14 residences, 5 guest residences, and then 8 buildings that were used for general use. So 47 buildings on the property. And I think West Valley had a lot to do with constructing a few of those. The other thing that was a surprise is that Greg actually works. That guy was working hard, man. He was going constantly. Those, what did he say, 80 tons of concrete that we poured, he was dumping and mixing almost all of that. So I was very impressed. My personal takeaway is that it was a great opportunity for me to connect with some old friends and from West Valley and to make some new friends. It's a different environment than what we do here on Sunday or what we do here at this corner. Even different than what we do for our service worship Sundays where you get to work with folks. When you're doing it 6 days in a row and you're having 3 meals a day together and you're having campfires together and you're just finding opportunities to be together and chat, it's really meaningful. It's really worthwhile. And if you haven't done it or you have an opportunity to do it in the future, I would highly recommend it. We did work very hard. I'm still a little sore. My foot is fine, by the way. But we made time to focus on God, and that's what I was hoping for. When I went down there, I thought, this is really going to be a good week for me. I'm going to be able to set aside all the busy things in life that I'm constantly concerned about and thinking about, and just really nourish the spirit. You know, that was what I was looking forward to. And I got down there, and I was kind of paying close attention to what we were going to be studying that week. And Greg had the memory verses for the whole week, and they had a nice laminated card with them. And they were all from Galatians 5. And my immediate response was, oh, boy, I'm going to be here for a whole week, and we're only going to do one chapter of the Bible, Galatians 5. But, oh, my gosh, with four pastors there, four ordained pastors and one soon-to-be pastor, we had some terrific teaching that was going on. You could spend your entire lifetime focusing on Galatians 5, and you'd do pretty well. This concept of being free from sin, what Christ sacrificed so that we could have that freedom, and how to continue to walk in a life that is consistent with that, that we walk with the Spirit, and that's evidenced by the service and love that we do for others. And it's also recognized by the fruits of the Spirit. This is all in this one chapter, and it was just so great. And I really, really enjoyed having the opportunity to nourish the Spirit, to engage with good friends from West Valley, and like I say, make new ones. And thank you for letting me be part of it.
So part of the joy of Rancho Santa Marta each year is when we get down there, we get to see things we've done before. So if we do a tour, and members who have been there will say, well, we built that building, or we laid that foundation, or we built that wall. And then each year we go down there, we're focused on, here's what we're going to do this time. We're going to build this. We're going to pour this. And then on the last day as we leave, we look around and we go, oh, well, there's still stuff to be done. There'll be other groups there, but what will we do next year? So we would just lay the seed now for you for coming years, that if you feel God touching your heart to be a part of the Rancho Santa Marta team, just be in prayer about that and be open to what God has in mind for you. Ken mentioned Greg, and again, we want to thank Greg because he plans out these projects all year. Some of you, I don't know if everyone knows, but Greg retired last year. He's now a full-time seminary student because he feels God calling him into full-time ministry in his retirement. So while he was down there, I think you may have done some of your exams while you were down there. I can't remember. I know you're doing that during your preparation. And then one vision I'll never forget is when we go to, one night we go to the house parents, so the houses where the kids live. Sandy put together some Spanish-English cards so we could play games and ask questions of one another. So it was a very interactive time. And we give them money in advance so that, you know, so it's not them treating us to dinner, but we're giving them the money in advance to buy the food for that. And then we take these gift baskets, and Sandy put together these wonderful gift baskets. And one thing, the first time we've done it, Sandy brought down frozen hams and put a frozen ham in each of the gift baskets. When the house that we were at, Monica's house, she opens this up and she sees this ham. Her face just lights up, and she almost gets tears in her eyes going, we couldn't get hams or turkeys last year for Christmas. This means so much to us. So just those little things, you know, warm our hearts. But again, to me, it's a thank you to you as a congregation for supporting this ministry, for supporting the team, for all the giving that you do, because it really is a congregational effort. And I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. All right, I think we have a closing song and then our benediction, and we shall be finished. Thank you.
For sharing with us today. It's just really wonderful. You know, there's an old song that says, 16 tons, what do you get? Another day labor and deeper in debt. And I was thinking, 16 tons is nothing compared to what our team did. We want to thank you. Would you thank them again? And in Galatians 5, it says, a little yeast works through the entire loaf of the dough. And God took this little team of 38 and multiplied it and did great things. And what a challenge it is for our church. Maybe this can be our challenge, to take what we have and give it to God that he may multiply it and do good works and share the good news with the people around us. And now, hear this. And now go in the grace and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may share the good news and do good works for our fellow human beings around us, that they will know that you are Lord and Savior of our lives, and they can have a life like yours. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.